Thank you, Vanessa. And we are here thanks to Brighton's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation. And also for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. This is the website to explore the range 4D Doors. So that's the number 4, capital D, doors.com.au. This is the part of the show where you can have your say. Call us on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. And of course, you can build with confidence with New South Wales' leading new home builder, McDonald Jones. Their display homes everywhere. As I say, I stalk them. I just stand out the front looking at them. Or you can text us on 0457 736 736. I'm sure you're aware if you're in these areas, but on that on those train strikes, train services running all the way from Bondi Junction to Wollongong, train services will be completely suspended for 6 hours from 10 a.m. along the T4 Eastern Suburbs, Illawarra and South Coast lines. And this is on the same day that hundreds of students are set to sit trial HSC exam. So there you go. From 10 a.m. this morning, complete suspension on those lines, Michelle.
Yeah, let's go to our open line. We've got Jace from North Parramatta, and this is on the Ricky Stewart punishment. He reckons it's a little bit light, but it's full on that he can't contact anyone. Good morning, Jace.
Jace is our defending Caller of the Month champion too, Michelle. So here we go. We're in the presence of greatness, Jace. Good morning.
Oh, please, please. Thank you very much, Beth. Morning, Bossy, and morning, Michelle. Yes, I do believe, yeah, it was a little bit light. But at the same time, hearing that Sticky cannot contact any players, any of the staff, like, that's a bit unprecedented. So, you know, I probably would have looked to hope that there was at least 2 or 3 weeks. But that, yeah, I'm okay with that. Looking at Jamin Salmon himself and looking at what the future holds for him, especially with the, like, defamation consequences, I don't know if this is wide knowledge, but, you know, Jamin Salmon's actually played every match for the Penrith Panthers.
Correct.
This year.
Yep,
now, I don't think most
start,
people would know
played
that.
Played every game, yep.
Yeah, he hasn't started, but, you know, in the best team and the competition, I don't think most people would have even realised. So he's obviously doing something right at the foot of the mountains for him to be selected every week.
Well, I can tell you this, there's a few clubs that are actually interested in Jamin Salmon moving forward, and one of those clubs in particular is, of course, the Bulldogs.
Oh, right. No, that's great. That's great. So I'll have to put away Madam Zelda's.
You'd like to think, too. It, look, outside in, I don't know Jamin Salmon at all. Never met Jamin Salmon. Obviously, I've met Ricky Stewart, so I know Ricky. But you'd like to think Jamin Salmon's done a lot of growing up in 10 years. The boy he was, and if he, whatever, happened, you'd like to think he's done some growing up, and I think a lot of us have.
Yeah. Well, people are entitled
to
change.
Things,
I mean,
I said.
We can talk about, I think as recent as 2019, I think he was involved in some sort of drink driving charge. But yeah, you do. You'd like to give people a second chance and hope that they do grow up. Had
drink
nothing.
Judge.
His past has had nothing to do with what unfolded on Saturday night.
Raiders have got a few drink drivers there. That, you know, Jordan Rapana, Corey Horsburgh. They've had a few. So, you know, that does happen. Jace, well done, defending champ. Keep the calls coming. What I wonder if anyone could win back to back. Could Jace win back to back caller of the month? It's got nothing to do with the quality of the call. Actually, I don't know. I'm in the leadership group. I don't know how the caller of the month is actually picked. So there you go.
Back to the text line, and I love this guy's way of thinking. There's no name here, but what if Ricky gets a burner phone like in NCIS and contacts the players? I like it. I said a
right,
hot phone.
Okay. I don't know how we're going to monitor that. Now, this one. Vossi, clearly you have never been kicked in the dusters. A mere glance in that region makes my eyes water. Todd from Albury. I'm tired of talking about it. Look, if you watch the tackle back, I called the game. It ended up with Jamin Salmon's leg or foot through the legs of Tom Starling, but it was high up in the crotch region. So as the leg was pulled back, it came into contact with the dusters, as Ted has put, and then the other leg comes out, lashes out, and gets him in the head. So therefore, there was a penalty on the minor scale. I think it was handled well. It wasn't. I'm not putting it in the dog act category. I think that is way over the top.
Another text, no name in relation to this. If it wasn't too bad, Salmon would fess up on what the issue is all about. And two, if Starling gets off, he doesn't get kicked.
If Starling gets off, he doesn't get kicked. Well, yeah, there's a... Okay, all right. Fess
up.
Now, Paul Gallen. Paul Gallen's going to fight both Justin Hodges and Ben Hennett. I'm going to make a comment now.
Hang on, I'm just going
to
yawn.
You're free to do whatever you like in boxing, and if you want to pay to watch it. But for the sweet science that is boxing, is this one of the low points for boxing that a man
Come
will
on,
fight
I'd
to?
Come on, I'd step into the ring with Ben Hennett after his last effort.
I like Justin, I like Ben, but in the there are a couple of palookas. Like, I mean, here's a text from Dasher79, reference to Paul Gallen. Commentary of Paul, boxing was a circus. I didn't think so then. Well, I do know. Fighting two people in one night has now proven the commentary right. It is now a circus. It is. I mean, Dasher79, he might get texter of the month, because that's a great text. Michelle, what's your thoughts? How do we take this seriously?
Apologise for yawning. And, yeah, I just don't see. After Ben Hannett's last effort, it doesn't get me excited. Love Paul Gallen. Think he's an absolute champion on and off the field, in the boxing ring. But, yeah, certainly doesn't get me excited.
Who else would you like? How many should Paul Gallen fight in a night, folks? 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457-736-736. Surely Nate Miles gets a run there somewhere. So he goes on, bang, Paul Gallen, had your problem. Nate Miles, bang. Josh Papalihi, bang, because he had a problem with him, remember, early on. And then Ben Hennett comes out. And then Justin Hodges. How many can Paul Gallen fight in a night? Like, you know, my name is Earl. I'm going to settle old scores and I'm going to get it all done and dusted. My final night of boxing, I'm going to fight 15 people.
Dear
Just
oh dear.
One after another. Just line them up. It is a circus. Text, you have got it 100% right, Dasher. It is an absolute circus. Back to the text machine.
Back to the text. Canberra will have the most relaxed and happiest week at training with Ricky Stewart Band. That's from Ryan. Ouch, that one hurt.
There is no way Salmon was deliberately trying to kick him. Anyone who's played any level of league knows you fight to get up as quick as possible. Do whatever it takes. This is nothing but Stewart, as usual, being a sore loser. He should have got the book thrown at him. Won't learn at all from this old minibus. Half a coach strikes again. Yes, extraordinary circumstances, but we read the texts as they come in. I don't quite align myself with that viewpoint, but thank you for it.
Steve from Blacktown, maybe Sticky Ruitt.
Sticky Ruitt.
Okay, has created a WhatsApp group for the Raiders squad. I like that one.
Well, I like the WhatsApp group.
I'd like to be on that group.
So we're just clarifying. So no contact even remotely. So he couldn't, you know... Nope. Be at McDonald's, sitting there eating a burger and fries. Oh, in walks Jack Whiten and Jamal Fogarty, and they're talking tactics at the next table. And Ricky, sort of just talking, sitting there by himself, talks out aloud.
It's a big possibility.
If I'm playing Ben Hunt, this is what I would do. And we've got a pressure. He just speaks out aloud. What if Ricky goes down the park and produces a sermon? This is what I would do to beat the Dragons. And he just talks out tactics and just walking through the park at that time, a 17 Raiders player.
Look, it's impossible to police. And, yeah, I can't see it not happening.
One of our listeners says, Vossie, never again, I hear you say. NRL to Vossie, challenge accepted. That's true. It'll come. It'll probably happen in 2 weeks. It'll probably happen this weekend. Some coach will snap, but that's rugby league. It's great rugby league areas.
As a Tigers fan, I'm hoping a tweet put out late yesterday by a well-known NRL analyst, in brackets not for me to name, who has a lot of contacts throughout the game, including player managers, is correct. It said not only will Papalihi be at the Tigers next year, but also another top-line back rower. P.S., can you give a shout-out to my son, Matt, who has started listening to the show via a podcast? That's Mick from Portland.
Yeah, see, that's what a lot of our listeners do. See, they don't get up early like we do. And I'm not bagging you, Matt. Thank you for listening, Matt. But, hey, how about you come and join us at 6?
Like,
get into the live experience. Best part of the day, Matt. But, Matt, it's great to have your company on the podcast. But come on, mate. Get up early. Just one day in 5, get up and listen to us live at 6 a.m. But we'd love your support in the program. We know a lot of people listening on the podcast. Bake says, morning, Vossie and Michelle. Surely Brandy v. Cam Smith is on the undercard. Yes. Yes, they wrestle.
Nice.
We have suggested that. These two old blokes having a crack.
No, I'd sit in the audience for that. Ringside for that. I'd pay money. Mm.
Yeah. I'm in there. Paul Gallen should fight both at the same time. Barara Brad.
Idea.
Now, that's Barara Brad. You are a budding fighting entrepreneur. He fights both of them, one with a right hand, one with a left. That's great. That's the circus that it is.
Another quick one on the Starling situation. The leg that wasn't between Starling's legs kicks him in the Jats crackers and then again in the head what have you been watching, Vossie?
Yeah, no, I said I got him there. I said Glenson there as he was trying to free himself. Again, I don't think it was. Yeah, I'm just saying it wasn't a dog act. I'm not putting it in that category. I'm really tired of talking about it. But anyway, Steve Adubbo says, morning, Vossie and Michelle. There are varying degrees to catching one on the Jets crackers. To receive a whack on the angle Starling did, which was up and under, is in the high pain category. You feel like sprung your balls immediately. Spewing your balls.
This is quite an education for me this morning.
I didn't read the text. Then I see the spelling. I think spewing would be spelled S-P-E-W, but it's coming S-P-U-I-N-G. I might just read that text again. Morning, Vossie and Michelle. There are varying degrees to catching one on the Jets crackers. This is from Dr. Steve of Dubbo. To receive a whack on the angle Starling did, which was up and under, is in the high pain category. You feel like spewing your balls immediately. So thank you, Dr. Steve, for that.
I'm hurting for everybody.
Of the incident. Wow, what a start of the day. Talking about getting kicked in the orchestra stalls. It is 17-7. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.